Blog Talk Radio.
God created man in his own image, and he gave them
power and authority, dominion and authority over all the earth and all the things that God had created upon the earth. But because of the fall, man fell out of that dominion and authority. Man fell and was disconnected from God. And so, therefore, that was the state of man until Jesus came back. Of course, in between, there was the law of the covenant and so forth. And so, now let's look at what has happened to reconnect man to God. That is the completed work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to the earth, God incarnate. God poured himself into an earthen vessel, came in to the earth, lived among man as man, hallelujah, empowered by the Holy Spirit of the living God. And he went to the cross, took upon himself all the sin of the earth, all the sicknesses and diseases and abnormalities, and all of those things that man was charged with. Jesus took them upon himself, and he died and was buried and was then raised from the dead, free, loosed, haraboste, kiderebahaste, he loosed from the power of sin. And so Jesus was that perfect sacrifice because he never sinned. He did not have a sin nature like other men because he was not fathered by man. He was fathered by God himself. Poor God himself overshadowed Mary, a virgin. Halaposte. And that word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so he had pure blood, and he was the only one that could be that sacrifice to redeem man from the curse and from all that was raised against him. Jesus took upon him, went to, was buried, went to hell, whooped up on the devil, hallelujah, and was raised to newness of life. And guess what? This supernatural power of the believer that we're talking about, if you are born again, you are a supernatural being. You have a new life in you. And I always pause at this point because receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the beginning, is the connection back to God, is the connection being restored to that point of where God created Adam and Eve. God created Adam and Eve. He placed them in a garden. He provided for all of their needs. There was never any sickness or disease until the fall. And so when you receive Jesus, you are placed back into that supernatural power, back into that supernatural provision of God, back into God's way of doing and being right. So let's look here at what this new life, and let me just pause because it begins with asking Jesus to come into your heart. And I don't even want to go any further because to walk in this supernatural life of the believer, to walk in this new life that comes to us as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you have to ask him to come in to your life. So those of you, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want to enter in to this new life, you want to enter in to this supernatural power of the believer, then Jesus is your starting point. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want to enter into this that we're talking about, pray this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and was buried and was raised to newness of life that I might have life. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you are a new being. You have this new life in you. The Holy Spirit of the living God has now come on the inside of you. He has buried your old man. That old spirit has been done away with, and a new spirit has been placed within you by the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can live and walk in this new authority, this authority that was given to us by God, dominion and authority over every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's look at a couple of scriptures that talks about this new life. I want to begin with Romans 8 and read a couple of scriptures there, and then we're going to look more closely at this new life. It says, "For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and of death." This new life, this new being, see, he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life," see, O Jesus, "which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being." New being, we're talking about a new being. We are new beings if we have made Jesus our Lord and Savior. "Has freed me from the law of sin and of death." Verse 3 of chapter 8 of Romans, Amplified Version. "For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh. The entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, God sending his own Son in the guise of sinful flesh, and as for sin, God himself condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued sin. He overcame sin. And he deprived it of the power over all who would accept that sacrifice." Talking about Jesus, that perfect sacrifice. Notice, God has subdued sin in the flesh. He has overcome it. He has deprived it of the power to harm anyone that will receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Hallelujah. 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 And now, let's just look at this new life. Let's turn over to Romans. To Romans 12, look here at verses, but we'll just begin to read at verse 1, and we're reading Amplified. It says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive decision of your decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, created, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Verse 2 pays close attention for the star beside. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed by, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new, why do we want to do this? So that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you and for me. See, this new life, we want to get a hold of this. Why? So that we can prove this new power of the believer. We want to renew our minds with the word of God so that we can prove what is acceptable, hallelujah, for us in this life, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when we put the word on it, when we operate according to God's will of doing and being right, we will walk in the covenant blessing. Let's look closer at this new life. We're going to look at Colossians 3 and 1. It says, put on the new self. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually, things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. See, we're talking about operating as a supernatural Christian, because that old man, that old sinful nature, has been buried with Christ, and you are now raised to newness of life. You are now operating in newness of life. You are operating according to the covenant blessings of God. You are operating with the power of the mighty Spirit of the living God. We read, and we'll look at it again in John 14, where Jesus said that he was not going to leave us comfortless. It says, let's just start reading it, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's King James Version. The Amplified says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Hallelujah. We have the mighty Spirit of the living God on the inside of us. He is there, just like he has been there for Jesus, and just like he was there for God when God created the heavens and the earth. The mighty Spirit of the living God, who is the creative force of God, was there waiting on God to say something. And notice, we talked in times past that we are created in God's image, and we are speaking spirits just like God. And just like God, when God spoke the creation, God spoke it in faith. And when we hear it today, as we transfer that information to today's information, whatever the situation and circumstances are in your life that you want to change or you want to be rearranged, you need to speak the God himself called those things that be not as though they were. And the mighty spirit of the living God saw to it. He was the creative force then. He is the creative force now. And when you speak God's word with a boldness and with faith in believing that his word is true and that his word will not return void and that his word will accomplish that which he pleased and that his word will prosper in the thing whereunto he sends it, then you speak that word in boldness. You speak that word in faith, and the mighty, almighty spirit of the living God will manifest himself to you. All he is looking for those that will believe his word. The word says, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a report of a doctor? Are you going to believe a report of a bank? Are you going to believe the report of God Almighty? God Almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, who owns all that there is. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. It's exciting news. It's exciting news. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. And then down at verse 26, it says, and let's just read the Amplified Version here. It says, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus is talking, in my place, Jesus is talking, to represent me, Jesus is talking, hallelujah, and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. And then in verse 13 of chapter 16, verse 13, it says here, Jesus is talking again, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole, full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him. And he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. The Holy Spirit is here to help us, as you can see. He's here to help us. But we have to submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We have to submit to that he has come to help us. He's our helper. He is our standby. He is our advocate. He is our intercessor. He's been sent to help us. But we must submit to the word of God and declare the word of God so that the Spirit of God can help us. I decree and declare the word of God reigns in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Okay, let's look at Romans 6 and 4. Romans 6 and 4 says, we have therefore been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory and the power of the Father, we too might walk habitually in newness of life, abandoning the old way. And just to look a little more closer at that, Romans 6, verse 7 says that as we are raised from this newness of life, it says, but when a man dies, he is free, he's loose, he's delivered power of sin among men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The old things are passed away. Hallelujah. We are raised to newness of life. We are raised to that abundance. We are raised to those things that God has purchased for us through the shed blood of Jesus. The word of God says over in Peter, God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so we have been raised to this newness of life. We have been raised to walk in this abundant life. In fact, Jesus told us over in John 10, D.D. cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That abundant life is free of sickness and disease. That abundant life is free of lack, poverty, finance, defilement, and death. Hallelujah. The abundant life is free of sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We thank you that your word is truth and that every one of your righteous decrees endure forever. Hallelujah. Let's look again at this newness of life. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such as some of you before you believed, but you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. You were justified, declared free of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of God, the source of the believer's new life and changed behavior. The Holy Spirit, again, is here to help us, and he is the source of this new life. He is the source of this powerful life of the believer, the Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. And then 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, engrafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual conditions, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Hallelujah. We have been awakened to a new life in Christ Jesus. We are to walk according to the kingdom of God, this dictates and rule. We are to rule from our heavenly seat, which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we are to rule and reign from that position for the here and the now on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, until next time, we will look for you. We've had some technical difficulties, and so we look forward to getting back up and operating in our normal way, where you will have opportunity to call in so that we can answer questions. Hallelujah. Well, until next time, that's our program for today. Walk in that newness of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. That we do walk in newness of life with the power of the Spirit of the living God on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord.